This week on Windows,
we're taking a look back at some of the biggest Windows news of the year.
News like the Windows 10 anniversary update,
Xbox Play Anywhere,
HoloLens, and much more.
So come with us as we take a trip down memory lane. You're watching This Year on Windows.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, I'm Chaitanya.
And I am Kate, and welcome to a very special This Week on Windows.
That's right. Now, this year was a big one for Windows 10, from game-changing updates to mixed reality.
So we thought we'd showcase the top moments in the world of Windows, along with some Windows 10 top tips you may have missed. Here now, This Year on Windows. Starting our list off with a bang! The Windows 10 anniversary update gave us several key features and introduced us to easy note-taking and screen sketching with Windows Ink Workspace. It also improved the power and efficiency of Microsoft Edge and introduced us to extensions, the web add-ons designed to help you get the most out of your internet experience.
Speaking of being productive, our favorite digital assistant got in on the update game with new above-lock functionality, so you can utilize what Cortana has to offer without even unlocking your machine. The anniversary update also brought more to the pursuit of knowledge with new tools to help educators. Tools like Take a Test that create a browser-based lockdown environment for more secure online assessments. True innovations for a modern classroom.
But we can't mention innovation in the classroom without talking about Minecraft Education Edition. Now, this learning tool also made its debut in 2016.
In fact, we got a chance to see Minecraft Education Edition in action. Check this out.
You know, we're all aware that this is a gaming generation. I mean, they really are immersed in this at a very high level. It's almost a second language to them. And so there is this ongoing question in education of, you know, how much of that do we bring into the classroom? Our parents understand that this is an essential part of their generation. They were very open to bringing it to the classroom, and they were really excited about the opportunities it presented. A game like Minecraft really immerses students in that collaborative aspect of learning. It's really impressive to see them work together.
I can build really fast, and she has really good taste in like kind of like interior design. And so if she tells me what she wants me to do, I can build it in like less than like maybe an hour. So yeah, we work pretty well together.
In education, we're talking about ways to have our students become collaborative learners, and because the future is a collaborative one. And so to have this platform for the students to practice that and really be engaged with that in an open way where they're sharing ideas, and it's all just the pure imagination of what can we build together.
You have to be really, really creative in like a way that I didn't really think I could.
I've just always liked building. And so when I first heard about Minecraft, it was just like, oh, cool, I'll just play this and have some fun.
In social studies, we're studying the Middle Ages, and students are gonna research medieval towns, and they're gonna recreate a medieval town in Minecraft, and so they'll have the research on that, and they'll be able to build this world and take classes, or any sort of viewer who wants to look at this project, be able to literally walk them through a medieval town. The benefit of Minecraft, it really lets me see their thinking visually and help them understand concepts in a way that maybe not having that visual aid would not allow me to do.
My favorite part is there's no boundaries to what you can do. It's like having your own world.
There's a lot of excitement building in other grades and in other classes. They're like, oh, you get to use Minecraft, that's so cool. The buzz that Minecraft creates around learning is fantastic.
Now to a headline all the way from China, WinHack 2016, a conference all about Microsoft's vision for the future of hardware, saw innovations from mixed reality, gaming, and a new concept for many, cellular PCs. A cellular PC is a truly mobile, power-efficient, always-connected PC, and thanks to the partnership with Qualcomm, more customers than ever before will be able to experience the Windows they know and love. With this new wave of modern PCs, Windows 10 will give customers groundbreaking experiences and even more device choices. One of this year's biggest moments in mixed reality is a recent development, a recent partnership. Whether it's a partnership with Intel to co-develop PC specs to power the first mixed reality headsets, the expansion into China, or more than 20,000 universal Windows apps ready for HoloLens users, it's clear Windows is the platform that will help mixed reality go mainstream.
And we can't forget about one of the year's biggest announcements, also known as Surface Studio, Surface Dial, Surface Book with Performance Base, and of course, the Creators Update. With one big event, we showcased some of the most exciting devices coming to market, plus an update to Windows 10 with tools to make 3D and mixed reality accessible to everyone, as well as empowering gamers to easily stream their gameplay and connecting people faster to those they care most about.
Xbox and Windows 10 gaming is coming in hot this year with an update of their own.
For more on that, we'll toss it over to Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
That's right, guys. 2016 was a big one for Xbox and Windows 10 gamers. One of this year's highlights, Xbox Play Anywhere, came to the world with ReCore, followed by Forza Horizon 3 and Gears of War 4. Now when you buy select games from Xbox, you can play them on your Windows 10 PC and vice versa. Plus, every Xbox Play Anywhere title allows your save data to transfer seamlessly between devices. So you can start on your Xbox One, switch to your gaming PC, and if you're like me, sneak in some time on the road on your laptop. All of your progress travels with you, so you don't have to worry about it or manage the data. It just works. Then it was the holiday update that gave us looking for groups and clubs, allowing fans everywhere to connect with their community through the Xbox app. And speaking of the Xbox app, this is your home for connecting to all things Xbox. You can check out your activity feed to see what your friends are up to, check your achievements, launch games, stream games from your Xbox One onto your Windows 10 device, and visit game hubs to see what the community is up to.
In addition to our own fantastic devices, our device partners have also designed some killer new PCs this year. From heavy-duty gaming PCs to super portable lightweight options, our partners have truly unlocked some incredible experiences with Windows 10. Check out your local Microsoft Store or MicrosoftStore.com for more on many of these stellar devices.
We've been talking about this year's updates across Windows 10, and one of the most exciting and most colorful has to be the new Photos app update.
So, did you know there are a world of tools for you to make your photos and videos truly shine? Check out the new filters and smart sliders to give you even better control. Just click on the light or color to expand for more granular control.
Then ink on both photos and videos using pen, mouse, and touch. The ink animates back the way you drew it, including on videos during playback. To start, simply use your pen directly in the full screen viewer or tap the draw icon and let your creativity flow.
Finally, once you've created your masterpiece, use the share buttons to share your photos with friends, family, and the world. And that's our show for this week, but remember to keep it here each and every week for more. I'm Kate.
And I'm Chaitanya, and thanks for watching this year on Windows.